Okay, I want to introduce you to you now one of the important people from the free speech movement. She was one of the first people to get suspended for, passing out leaflets. She later became a state assemblywoman in California, and works at UCLA in the social justice teacher education program. She spent her life with dedication to education in the state of California, as well as other issues. Jackie Goldberg.
Well, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to see a crowd in Sproul Hall Plaza. You know, one of the things about a 50th anniversary is we all look so old. I don't know what happened to those 50 years. They just went quickly, didn't they? Everybody here who was in the Berkeley Free Speech Movement in 1964, raise your hand. You know, that tells you something. It tells you that we built a community. That people want to see each other after 50 years is because we built a community. We built a community from the left, from the right, from the center. Democrats, Republicans, communists, socialists, reactionaries, libertarians, all came together around one idea, that a person does not lose their rights as citizens of the United States when they come onto the campus of the University of California. Many of us have been involved in movements all our lives since that date. And I'm just going to name a few, and if you've been involved in it, raise your hand. The civil rights movements. All right, how about women's reproductive and abortion rights? LGBT, the lesbian, gay, and bisexual, and transgender rights. Anti-war, anti-imperialism, anti-Vietnam fights. Labor union struggles. And women's liberation. Why, how could I forget that one? Oh, my God, I would get clobbered. Why were we in all of those movements? Why are we still involved? We are still involved because the repression from the right has been greater than we expected. We didn't know that they were going to steal everything that wasn't nailed down. And when they finished that, they were going to steal everything after prying it up that was nailed down. We didn't know they were going to take that wealth and decide that students would ever come out of debt in the tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars to get an education. We didn't know they were going to say that people don't need labor unions, don't need pensions. We didn't know those things. So we have to stay fighting. But I'm hopeful. Why am I hopeful? Look at the people behind me. That's where our hope is. Look at you out there. Look at you students out there. You're why I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because you know that the forces of evil are small in number, and we are many. We are many. We are many. And if we can do those kinds of community-building things, cross lines of ideology, cross lines of practice, cross lines of social movements, if we can do that, if we can build community, we can change this country into a democracy. And this time, it will be not only a political democracy, it will be an economic democracy as well. So here's what I say to you. I know it's terrible. I didn't listen to advice of people then, but I'm going to give you a little advice anyway. Listen, not just talk, when you're organizing. Listen, not just talk. Make sure that you reach out and support each other's efforts, not just the ones you are personally in. And here's the most important. Every morning, get up and look in the mirror. And as you're brushing those dentures, say to yourself, I will not be cynical today. I will not be cynical today. I will not believe the crap that everybody is in it for themselves. I will not believe that everybody is corrupt. I will not believe the propaganda that is designed to make me think it is hopeless. It is never hopeless as long as you resist. Thank you very much.